Labor Day. Labor Day is used by many of us as the last big celebration marking the end of summer and the start of winter. Parties, day trips, special family outings are happening all over the country. This holiday was created in 1894 as a holiday celebrating the contributions to our society by American workers. At the time it was created, workers were working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. We've come a long way since those days. Workers do have it easier today, but many are finding it harder to maintain their lifestyles. This day, I hope that those of us who confess Jesus is Lord would not stop laboring. Even on holidays, we need to labor for the Lord. Paul, speaking in Philippians 2:16, says, holding fast to the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Following Jesus makes us look at labor differently. We cannot be in this relationship for money or even popularity. Our labor is always to be a labor of love, love for God and love for our fellow man. Jesus came into the world to serve and give himself for the sins of others. His labor was to teach about the coming kingdom and to give his life on the cross to establish it. We don't want to labor in vain. Jesus tells us in Mark 8:46, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? As we rest on this special day, we need to remember that although we must work to provide for our physical needs, we also have spiritual needs. We can have the best in food, cars, houses, and other things, but they're only things. Our greatest need is to be right with God and to learn to serve Him. Let's not labor in vain, but let's labor for the kingdom. You live only a short time on this earth. The world says to acquire and enjoy things. However, we find that things do not satisfy. I know many people, including myself, who tried to find joy in a materialistic lifestyle. Everyone seems to just want more. Joy is lost. I've also dined with Christian families living in huts with mud floors. Families that were full of joy of the Lord and understood that their labors were not in vain. It was worth it all. Jesus says in Matthew 6:19-20, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy or where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Let your labor be not in vain. Labor for the Lord.